needed a real living wage, not Cameron Sopp's new so-called living wages fool's gold demand £10 an hour now for all. In many town and cities around the country, people greeted the government's new living wage, just £7.20 an hour, only for over 25s, with protests on its 1st of April start date. London. David Cameron tweeted on the 1st of April that the minimum wage for over 25s is being increased to £7.20 an hour, the new national living wage, but people we spoke to during our protest outside Downing Street weren't having any of it. That's not a living wage. Why are under 25s excluded? Is this an April Fool's? Were just some of the responses. That is why we were protesting, because the national living wage isn't enough to live off, and it excludes young people. We protested to make it clear that campaigners, socialists and the Bakers Union BFOU, who participated in the demonstration, stand for a minimum of £10 now for all workers. One group passing by said they had been paid as little as £1.50 an hour in previous jobs. They were interested in joining the Bakers Union, and supported the call for £10 now. We were joined by a jester in an Osborne mask, because the national living wage really is fool's gold. Helen Patterson, Youth Fight Austerity London Cardiff. A clear message was sent to the Chancellor and his fellow Tory axe wielders from youth and trade unionists in Cardiff. That message was we want a real living wage of £10 an hour for workers of all ages and we want it now. Youth Fight for Jobs held an energetic rally, and ran a campaign stall on the living wage. Members of the public, including many young workers, came to speak to us, and support our demonstration, while members of the Bakers Union, Civil Servants Union PCS, General Union GMB and Local Government Union Unison addressed passers-by and people who had stopped to listen. We are looking forward enthusiastically to building up momentum for the demand for a real living wage in the coming weeks. James Davies, BFOU member. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 2nd of April 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.